You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because he is on the throne. Hallelujah. Because he is living. Hallelujah. Because the only living God. Because he came that we may have life and life more abundantly. Because he is able, hallelujah, to handle all of the things, everything that we're facing, dealing with, feeling, he is able. And so we celebrate God. Hallelujah. We celebrate you, Lord God. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Welcome to this time of fellowship with the Lord. Welcome to this time. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. Of communing with God Almighty. Welcome to this time. This is the opportunity that God crafted out. I know this to be true. To orient and reorient ourselves unto the Lord. To call unto God. This is a time to be encouraged as we pray. Be strengthened as we pray. Be edified as we pray. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, to draw closer to him and through the place of prayer, through the place of our worship, through the place of our praise. This is our time, hallelujah, to draw near unto God and him draw near unto us. This is our time to seek the will of God. This is our time to Matthew 6:33 and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things be added unto us. This is our time, hallelujah, to submit ourselves unto God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. It's reasonable. It's reasonable. It's just it's a reasonable ask that he asks that we submit ourselves unto him, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. It is our time. Hallelujah. Yes, that we bring, that we make our petitions known unto Christ, that we resaya. This is our time, hallelujah, where we boldly approach the throne of grace that we may obtain. Oh, somebody say, I'm obtaining. That we may obtain favor and find grace, obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Who's in need? Yes, hallelujah. God, we are in need. We are in need. We are in need of you, Lord. We are in need, hallelujah, of the Lord God Almighty. We are in need of our living water. We are in need, you God, you Jesus are the living water. We are in need of our daily bread. Oh, we dare not neglect our daily bread. Hallelujah. We are in need to be nourished by you. We are in need. Resa kandarabo CTB. We are in need to be loved by you. This is our time of love. This is our time where we are loving on you and you are loving on us. Oh God, we are in need. We are in need of encouragement. Oh God, we are in need. We are in need, hallelujah, of deliverance. Oh God, we are in need. We are in need of healing. Oh God, we are in need. We are in need. We are in need of your peace. Jehovah Shalom, we are in need of your peace. Jehovah Nisi, we are in need of you fighting on our behalf. We are in need. Yes, God, we are in need. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we are in need. We are in need of wisdom. And the Bible tells us in the book of James that we are to ask for wisdom. We ask you for wisdom and you give unto us generously. We are in need of wisdom. Hallelujah. You are our wisdom. You are our hope. Oh God, we are in need. We are in need of hope. Oh God, we are in need. We are in need of the truth. Your word, Heavenly Father, leading us into all truths. We are in need, oh God. We are in need. Yes, I'm going to say it again. We are in need of your peace. Peace not like the world gives. Oh, God. Hallelujah. If there's a peace not like the world gives, then we need to run to the word to get the peace and not the world to get their peace. We're running to the word. Hallelujah. We're running to you. We are in need to be made free. That only the word is able to make us free. We are in need. Hallelujah. We are in need of you, Jehovah Ra'a, our shepherd. We are in need of you, that we lack nothing. We are in need of you, walking through this valley of the shadow of death. We are in need of you, that your staff will comfort us, that your rod. We are in need of you, shepherd. Yes, God. Leading us and guiding us. We are in need of guidance. Ooh, Jesus. We are in need of divine guidance. God, we are in need of a peaceful guidance, a sound guidance. Guide us. Give us rebokotia, the instruction, oh God. Let not fear guide us. Hallelujah. Let not insecurity guide us. Hallelujah. Rebayandarabokotia rabasandaraya. Let not, hallelujah, trust issues guide us. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. Let not pride guide us. Hallelujah. Let not desires for riches guide us. Let not pleasing of people guide us. Ah, Jesus. Let not riches guide us. Hallelujah. Rabo sokoti iri bigi andaraya. Let not success outside of you guide us, a desire for success or anything outside of you guide us, but let you guide us, that you will guide us into all truth. You will guide us into victory. You will guide us into liberation. You will guide us, hallelujah, making a way out of no way. Ah, my God, my God. Yes, we need you, who is able to make a way out of no way. We need you. Hallelujah. Reba sakandiria. Oh, Lord God, in the places that we are stuck between a rock and a hard place, stuck in a stagnant place, stuck in a depressed place, stuck in a discouraged place, stuck in a paralyzed place, physically, mentally, emotionally. God, we need you. Hallelujah. We need your word to say, rise up and walk up out of. Rise up, hallelujah, and follow me. Take up that cross. Deny thyself. Take up that cross and follow me. We need you, Jesus. We need you. Oh, creator of heaven and earth, we need you. The earth is your throne. The heavens is your throne. The earth is your footstool. This earth, hallelujah, this world is in the palm of your hand. We need you. Mm-hmm. Yes, you created, hallelujah. You made the skies and told them to stay in place. We need you. Yes, we need you. We need you to teach us how to obey. We need you to guide us in obedience. We need you, God. Obedience is better than the sacrifice, oh God. We need you, hallelujah, so that we're not compromising. We need you, oh God, so that we're not conforming. We need you, oh God, so that we're not angst and full of angst. We need you to deliver us from the anxiety. We need you to deliver us from the fear. We need you to deliver us from the bitterness. We need you, we need you to deliver us from the depression. We need you to deliver us from the oppression. We need you to deliver us from the regression. We need you, God, hallelujah. We need you. We need you to give us the idea. We need you to give us reba kandarabo kondia, to give give us the innovation. We need you to give us the imagination. We need you, yes, Lord, to speak to us even through our imagination. Oh, may we not neglect you in the place of our imagination, given our the beauty of promise that in your plan that you're speaking to us, and maybe it's just greater than we can imagine. Yeah, greater than we can imagine. And because it's a greater than, we quickly dismiss it. Oh, no, we need you to be able to make us sensitive to and to capture. We need those things that you are speaking unto us. We need you to slow us down. Come on, somebody. We need you to slow us down and be with you on your pace and get out of our pace and trying to set you on our pace. We need you, Jesus, to step, to flow and to dance in your rhythm, and us stop making, trying to make you be in our rhythm. When you say slow down and we're trying to go fast, so we're going to slow down. And when you, hallelujah, are moving fast and we can't recognize it, and it jolts our every system, even though we longing for it, believing for it, praying for it, desperate for it, and then it happens and we want, wait, slow down, hold on, I don't know if I, no, we want to go with your pace. Let us speed up. When you say stop, be still. Oh, hallelujah. Let us stop and be still. When you say wait, let us shift the gear into weight. Let us shift into your rhythm. Let us shift into your rhythm, that we're flexible and pliable, hallelujah, and malleable, and like water. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Like water, shatarabasaya, that able to turn as you please, oh God. We need you. We need you to be able to, we need you to help us to let go of what you've been telling us to let go of. We need you to correct us and set us in alignment. We need you to hear what thus saith the Lord. What do you say? We know the reports of man. We know the reports of the doctor. We know the reports of the dentist. We know the report of the lawyer. We know the report of the judge. We know the report of the expert in that particular area. We know the report of our family. We know the report of our friend. We know the report of our spouse. What thus saith the Lord? We need godly counsel. Hello. We need godly counsel. Kayarabo sondidia reba kandaraya rokondia reba sanda. We thank you, O God, for godly counsel. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for godly counsel. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for raising up people in our life that is a beacon of godly counsel. We need godly counsel. I don't need, oh Lord. I'm going to just stop right there real fast. Let us just stop on right there. We need godly counsel. Ooh, I need godly counsel, God. Godly counsel concerning all things, big things, little things, hallelujah. The difficult things, the easy things, the simple things, the complicated things. Yes, we need godly counsel. I dare not think that I am wise in my own eyes. I dare not, hallelujah, think even the field in which I am in, and God set me in, and God set you in that place is a counsel. But we need godly counsel, because there are times that within that that business, hallelujah, field, that medical field, that entertainment field, that media field, that political field, that law field, oh Jesus, hallelujah, that marketplace, Robosia, God's counsel will look foolish and sound foolish to the counsel which that naturally comes from that place. from within that field. We must make sure that we are always following the godly counsel. Yes, Lord. Godly counsel, even within the religious sector. Hallelujah. We can either follow man in within the religious sector or God. Yes, Lord. Got to be in the spirit to get that. Because you would think, well, we're in a religious sector. Wouldn't that be God? Not always necessarily. We can become so familiar with the tradition of the thing, the how-to of the thing. What if God decides that he wants to come in and change it and change a thing? Flip that thing upside down, inside out, and do a new thing. We need God's counsel. Thank you, God. For your counsel, we need you, Lord. We need you. Hallelujah. We need you, Heavenly Father. We need you. Yes, your word says that you will supply all of our needs. Oh, we have mental needs. We have physical needs. We have material needs. We have immaterial needs. We have job needs, professional needs, personal needs, relational needs, marital needs, child needs, hallelujah, rebasaya, parental needs. Come on, somebody. We have all needs. Needs, hallelujah, rabokotia, rabasandaraya, financial needs, hallelujah, physical needs, hallelujah. God, we need you. We need you, for with you, God, nothing is impossible. We need you. We have womb needs, organ needs. Hallelujah. We have needs that come from that are born out of the place of trauma. We have needs that develop out of the place of neglect and rejection. We have needs, hallelujah, that are birthed out of the place of betrayal. God, we need you. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you. Oh, yes, God. As a deer panteth. Woo! As a deer panteth. Rebakatatatayandarabusia. As a deer panteth. Oh, Lord. I'm going to say it again. As a deer panteth. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Rebo korosa taraya. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rebo korosa taraya. Yes, Lord. As the deer panteth by the brook. Yes, Lord. So do we pant for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need you, God. Mm-hmm. Whew. The Bible says that they that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Oh, yes. We need you. How about this? We need you to fill that hungry place and that thirsty place. That we're not going outside of you to fill a need. Ooh, that's dangerous. We need you to fill that voided place. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you. Let us not run, run to be quick to fill a void and satisfy a need outside of you. Oh no, we need you. Hence, we need you to break that stronghold. We need you. We pull down the strongholds right now. We pull them down. We pull down the strongholds. We cast down imaginations. Hallelujah. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We take every thought captive. Hello. And bring it into the obedience of Christ. We need you. Hallelujah. We put on the helmet of salvation. We need your hand to rest on our minds. Oh, I come against that double-minded spirit and that double-mindedness. We need the mind of Christ. Overtake us with the mind of Christ. Overtake us with a sound mind. Hallelujah. We need you to help us in changing. Yes, hallelujah. How is it that you are having us to change in this season, God? Ushering us into a change. We need you. As we submit to the change, we need you to help us to continue to, I hear the scripture, submit to God. I think it's James 4:7. Submit to God, resist the devil, and we see the devil flee. As we submit to you, we submit and surrender to the change that you're doing. And hence, we're seeing the devil, we're resisting the devil and seeing him flee out of our life and seeing him flee out of that thing. We need you. We need you to give us perspective, oh God. We need you to give us perspective. We need you to give us understanding, oh God. We need you to soften our hearts, oh God. We need you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, oh God. We need you to be able to operate in that spirit, in that vein of a forgiveness. We need you, oh God. We need you to make our hearts supple, Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. We need you. Yes, this is a dependency. Yes, we need to become more dependent on you. Oh, hallelujah. We need you to remind us, oh God, and we thank you for the reminding that in everything seek you. Ooh, Lord, we need you. We need you to provide, oh God. We need you, Jehovah Jireh, to provide. We need you, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. We need you, Jehovah Jireh. We need you to provide. We need you to enter into that empty place, lacking place, impoverished place. Oh, we need you, Jehovah Jireh. We need you to help us to make us more responsible. We need you to help us to be even more a good steward over time. We need you to help us to be on time. Yes, Lord, we need you. Help us to be on time. Help us to be early. Help us to be mindful. Help us to love our neighbor. We need you. And then we put it into practice. We need you. We need you to help us and to show us how to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We need you. We need you, hallelujah, to teach us and renew our minds, hallelujah, rebasaya, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Oh, and we need you to teach us how to love ourselves and from a humble, a lowly of heart place, in a meek place. Come on, in a humble place. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, 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 yes. We need you to help us to show more grace, even to ourselves. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. We need you. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We need you to help us with the car issue. We need you to help us to those who need an automobile. We need you to help us. We need you to help us to make us even more mobile where we've been immobile, where we've been stagnant and stuck in those places. We need you to come in and shake it up, stir up the place, oh God. We need you, hallelujah, resaya, even in our minds, hallelujah, where we just been stuck, creatively been stuck, hallelujah, rebakata rebakatia. We need you, oh God. My God. Yeah, we need you. Yes, we need you. Our soul is panting for you. Our soul is thirsty for you. Our soul needs the living God. Who else can restore a soul? Who else, what else can restore the soul? Who else, what else can tend to the soul cries? We need you. We need you to tend to the soul cries, oh God. We need you, oh God. We need you. We need you. who is able when our soul is cast down within us. Hallelujah. We need you to lift us up. Hallelujah. We need you, oh God, to give us hope, show us hope. And we need to hold on to the hope. We need to hold on to our hope a little bit better. Help us to hold on, oh God. Hold on to hope. Hold on to faith. Hold on and be immovable and steadfast to what you said, no matter what comes. We need you, God. We need you, oh God. We need you. We need you to heal us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We need you. We need you, oh God. We need you to move in that impossible place, oh God. We need you to move in that place where we've been waiting. We need you to move in that place where we've been on a wait list. We need you to move miraculously, oh God. Oh God, we need you. We need you, oh God. We need you. We need to set our trust in you. Yes, Lord. May our confidence be in you and not man. May our confidence be in you and not money. May our confidence be in you and not our job. May our confidence be in you and not our accolades. May our confidence be in you, not our accomplishments. May our confidence be in you and not another man, another a person. May our confidence be in you and not people's people's praise. Yes, God. May our confidence be in you and not even our own strength or the strength of man. May our confidence be in you, Heavenly Father. May our confidence be in you. We need you to renew us and give us a confidence, an unshakable confidence in you and in your word and in hearing your voice. We need you to become sharper at hearing your word and obeying your word. Oh, God, do we need you? Oh, how bad do we need you? Oh, how much do we need you? We need you, Lord, dealing with that, in that disability place. We need you, oh God. Yes, God. We need you in dealing with that downtrodden place. We need you, Heavenly Father. We need you, oh God, in that famine place, in that wilderness place, in that wasteland place. Oh God, we need you. We need you, oh God, in that place where the hope deferred place. Oh, Heavenly Father, we need you. We need you. The Bible says that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. We need you, oh God. If those of us under the sound of my voice, the heart is sick, we need you to heal that sick place. We need you to heal the sick place. Bring life. Hallelujah. Resurrect life in us. We need you to breathe your resurrecting breath on us, your ruha, oh God, and bring us into life and bring us to life and bring us to joy. We need the joy of the Lord that is our strength. We need, hallelujah, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We need your rejuvenating power, your rejuvenating word, your rejuvenating breath, your rejuvenating resaya spirit. We need you, oh God. Yes, how we need you. We need you when we feel like it's over. We need you when we feel like we're dried up and no good and have no, there's no opportunity. We need you. I thank you right now. We need you to open a door, and we thank you for the doors that you're opening. Yes, God. And we thank you for the doors that you're closing. And we even thank you for the in-between. You may have, for some of us, ushered us out of a door, ushered us out of a place, closed that door, and we're waiting for the next door to open, and we're in the in-between. Yes. Hello, we need you in that in-between. You are God of the in-between. We need you as we are in the process, as we are being processed. Let us not forsake the process. Let us not despise being processed. We need you as we endure the fire. Yes, you may not have us to get out of the fire, take us out of the fire, but to stay in the fire, because the blessing, the miracle, the breakthrough, and the work happens, and the refining happens in the fire. Gold, hallelujah, resaya, is purified and tested and made, hallelujah, better and made more goldy. The gold is becoming goldy in the fire because of the fire. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you. How our faith is being refined and strengthened and becoming even more solid and steadfast and immovable as a result of the fire. So we need you as we go through the fire. We need you as we go through, hallelujah, rebakatiti iki anda, the refining. We need you as your word is put to the test. We need you as your word, hallelujah, goes through persecution. We need you as we go through the persecution. We need you. We need you, God. We need you. Yes, Lord. We need you. We need you. And I thank you that even as we're saying, we need, yes, yeah, we need you. We need you. I 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 need you. And as we are saying that, I thank you that you're filling us. Our mouth is being filled with you, that you are supplying our need of just you, of just your presence. More of your presence, God. More time with you, God. Yes. More time in your word, oh God. We need more of you, more. We want more of you. Now that's a beautiful place to be in. Not more of things, but more of you, 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 more of you. We need more of you. That where we have more of you, we have more of your ability, more energy, more grace to do. Your grace is sufficient. It is enough. Oh, your grace is sufficient. Let us not be insufficient in your grace and operating in your grace. We need you. We need your grace to do that which we are not able to do on our own. We need grace. The way we're going to do that thing which is impossible and we're not able to do on our own is by your grace. Oh, hello, Resaya. We don't need money. Hallelujah. And that, like, the Lord will have us step out on faith in a way that the money is not there, the experience is not there, but his grace is. The people are not there, but his grace is. We see inadequacy. Hallelujah. But even more, we see grace. Grace is the adequacy that will enable us and allow us to do where we feel inadequate. Hallelujah. That is fine. We can feel the feel, but we're going on grace. We're going forth on your grace. We need your grace. Yes, Lord. Woo! We need your grace, God. We need your grace. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. We don't need our own strength. It is okay that we feel weak, sound weak, smell weak, look weak. Why is it okay? Because God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. It is okay if we look foolish, sound foolish, smell foolish, move foolish. Why? Because God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. God, we need you. Your ways are not like our ways. Oh, Lord, Yeshaka Arebasato Urubukutia Rabasaya. They're higher. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, better, greater. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need to care about what we look like to you and not what we look like to other people. We need to care about pleasing you and not to pleasing people first. Oh, God, we need you. Jesus. 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 Jesus, we need you. We need you. Jesus, we need you to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We need you to break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. We need you. Hallelujah. We need you, hallelujah, and for you will give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that we may know that you, Lord, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. We need you. We need your anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. We need you. We need you who dries up the deep. Hallelujah. We need you. Hallelujah. Resa tarabo korosa tarayarabasanda rabosotororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororororor places and makes sweet. We need you who takes the barren places and make fruitful. We need you who takes the famine places and makes a feast. We need you to take the hard places and cause it to harvest. We need you, oh God. We need you. We need you, hallelujah. Holy One of Israel. We need you. Yes, God, our maker. Yes, God, we need you. We need you, O God. Isaiah 45 and 11 says, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness and I will direct all of his ways. He shall build my city and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. We need you. This is who we need. You are what we need. What can you not do? What is too hard for you? We need you. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need you to give us discernment. We need you to make us gentle as doves and wise as serpents. We need you to redeem us, God. We need you. Oh, hallelujah. Resa kata bagadi yarabu soto urubu kutia. We need you, oh God. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need your thoughts. Hallelujah. We need your thoughts, for your thoughts are not like our thoughts. Your thoughts are not like our thoughts. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. That your word that goeth forth out of your mouth, it shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Yes. Ooh, we need you. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. Ha ha. Yes, Lord, we need you. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. We need you. Oh, Lord, we need you. Lord, what is distracting us from the divine time with you? Whatever distractions in our life, from the divine time with you, from the divine plan of our destinies, drawn and designed by you. Destroy the distractions. Close the doors to the distractions. Cause to come to naught the crafty work of the enemy through the distractions. The distractions of people, the distractions of activities, the karabosoya, the distractions of things, even the distractions of desires that are outside of your will. That are outside of you. Even the distractions of desires that are in your will that you promised us, but we didn't got to we're hoarding and whoremongering, okay, Holy Spirit, over the desire and not the desire giver. You, Lord, trust you with the desire and continue to seek the divine one. In this, we need you. We need you, God. Through the tossed to and fro place, God, we need you. In the afflicted place, God, we need you. Oh, Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you. We need so that our soul shall live. We need you. We need you. And so, Father God, we bless your name. And Father God, we thank you. And Father God, we love you. Yeah. We thank you for enlarging territories. We thank you for blessing the work of our hands. We thank you for every place the soles of our feet shall tread, you are given unto us. We thank you, O God, for blessing in the area of marriage. We thank you, O God, for the new thing that you're doing. We thank you for the breakthrough, O God. Even supernaturally, miraculously, oh God. We thank you for the doing that what man said is impossible. We're seeing you do it as we need, as we set our need on you, as we are needy, yes, needy for you. But make us more needy. We're becoming more needy. I assume the needy posture. Oh, I need you. I need to be with you. We need to be with you every day, all day. I need you. I need you. We need you. We need you. Yes. Now, this is the type of needy that's healthy. Oh, this is the type of needy that is healthy, that is wealthy, that is life-giving, that is welcomed. God welcomes our neediness. And we need you. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panav Alecha Viko Neka. Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha Veyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.